from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Full-scale instant replay is coming to Major League Baseball. Commissioner Bud Selig announced that replay will be implemented for virtually all plays other than balls and strikes beginning in 2014. Managers will be allowed up to three challenges each game. Owners are expected to approve the change in November. Meanwhile, manager Ron Renneke of the Brewers says he approves of the addition of more instant replay, but he doesn't like the concept of managers' challenges. He asked whether or not he'll have to wear a headset to get advice on challenging calls from an assistant up in the press box, just like coaches in the NFL do. Renneke says an official should sit in the booth and decide which calls should be reviewed, and the manager should be left out of the process. The Brewers lost to the Reds last night 2-1 at Miller Park. They might have also lost Carlos Gomez for a while. He left in the fourth inning after slamming into the wall on a sensational catch. Chris Davis hit a home run for Milwaukee. Kyle Loesch was the hard luck loser. The Brewers will take on the Reds again tonight. Tom Gorzolani on the mound. You can hear that game on WSAU. Pregame show at 6:35. The Madison Mallards took Game 1 of the Northwoods League Championship Series last night with a 10-7 home victory over Duluth. The Huskies were up 4-1 when Madison scored six runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Game 2 played in Duluth tonight. Green Bay Packer running back DeJuan Harris will not play in tomorrow night's exhibition game at St. Louis. Mike McCarthy wants to give him some time off after he's coming back from that knee injury. He says he wants Harris to be back at 100% when the Packers host Seattle in their third preseason game. Meanwhile, General Manager Ted Thompson met with reporters yesterday and talked about how the makeup of the team is happening. He says that it's too early to make decisions on anything on this roster.
I know all you guys have jobs to do, and all of you are going to decide at some point to write your article where you're going to cut the team for us. It's not going to work out like that. It never does. So, you know, you just got to be patient. You got to let the process work itself out. And at the end of the day, do what you think's best for the Green Bay Packers and for this organization, but for those fellows in that locker room.
And Wisconsin didn't have to look far to find its replacement for longtime men's track coach Ed Nuttycombe. Men's cross-country coach Mick Byrne was named yesterday as the new head of both cross-country and track for the newly combined Badger men's and women's program. The 57-year-old Byrne has spent the last 5 years in Madison leading the Badgers to a men's Big Ten cross-country title each season and the 2011 national championship. That's sports. I'm Tom King.